I'm stymied by the difficulty that we have here to read from Scripture together in unison, because we have so many different translations. But maybe we could do it this way this morning. In the back of these hymn books, we have some Scripture readings, and this way we'll all be on the same page and reading the same version. Open to number 3 in the back under Scripture readings. It says, Blood of Christ. Now, there are two passages of Scripture here, one from Romans 5, the other from 1 Peter 1, which we referred to already. Let us stand as we read God's Word. Together. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Amen. Let's be seated. This is the word of the Lord. How precious it is to our hearts, as are these songs of praise and worship. Not long ago, I heard a minister pose this question. What is your favorite, or he asked us to think about what our favorite hymn about the cross might be. And that was so hard for me, because I like so many of them. I couldn't imagine which one. I'll forget, but I really like Oh, Sacred Head Now Wounded with Grief and Shame Weighed Down. I like In the Cross of Christ I Glory. I like Alas, and Did My Savior Bleed? Did My Sovereign Die? Would He devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Or Man of Sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah. What a Savior. And maybe you have one that you like that I didn't mention. I'm sure you do. There are so many songs of redemption where we praise the Lamb of God who gave himself for us as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Last night, as we were looking at Exodus 15, after meeting, I said, and I had an idea for this morning, but no, we have to do a different song. This is such a great song, and it came to mind as we were reading Exodus 15 last night. It's really a psalm that's not in the Psalms. It's in the book of Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah has written us a psalm that is very wonderful. And as I went to my room and I started thinking about this psalm, the 12th chapter of Isaiah, I thought, I think I spoke on this at camp already once this year. I probably did. But it'll be different, I'm sure. It starts out, Isaiah 12 starts out with, "In that day you will say." In that day you will say something. God's people are going to say in that day. So my first question is, what day? What day is being spoken of here? You might say, well, we just opened the page. How do you expect me to know that? I don't know. But maybe somebody does. In that day. What day? Anybody have a thought on that? I do. Are you going to say today? No. Please say today. Well, the day who was born?
Christ.
If we can fit that into the day of God's grace, the day of salvation in which we live, then the answer is yes. I believe that in that day means this day of God's grace, this day when we know His salvation and have received forgiveness of sins and have entered into eternal life. And Isaiah is looking forward to the glorious work of salvation that shall be wrought for God's people. There's a lot in the book of Isaiah that points forward to the New Testament. And I believe that is true about this passage, and for several reasons. But one is right here in this first verse. "You will say, in that day I will give thanks to you, O Lord." Some of you have, "O Lord, I will praise you." Now, why are we praising the Lord? There, Melissa, I give you a chance to shine. They just walked in. We're praising the Lord because once it was this way, and now it's this way. Okay, how was it?
"For though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me."
Thank you. That's why we're rejoicing, because God's anger has been turned away from us. Here's another one of my favorite songs. Tim, it's in a hymn book that I couldn't find up here at camp. So this is the first time for me, too. I found it online. Ooh, and we're in range. Okay. Here. "When far from God and lost in sin, I took God's book and looked within. I found a gift from heaven's throne, a righteousness of God made known. That gift Christ won at dreadful cost. Propitiation for the lost. My substitute condemned, he died and turned God's wrath from me aside." I read a difficult word there, propitiation, but it's explained in the next two lines, so I don't have to try to explain it. It just means what I read. "As my substitute, he was condemned, so that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He died and turned God's wrath from me aside." And that's why we praise the Lord here in this psalm, Isaiah 12. "Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away and you comfort me." That's something to praise the Lord for. Throughout eternity, He will not hold my sins against me. He has forgiven all my sins. And He has washed my heart clean and made me right in His sight, in the sight of a holy God. "Though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, and you comfort me." And then it says this, and you'll know that this is another reason I thought of Isaiah 12 last night. Second verse, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. I hope you have your Bibles open and that you're able to turn back to Exodus 15 and looking at the second verse of the song that we read last night. It says here, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." The song was about the Lord's triumph. Praise to God for his triumph. He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Lord, you have become my salvation. You are the Savior of your people. And the Lord, it says, is my strength and my song. The song, I only pointed out last night that it mentions that God is mighty and God is strong and deserves all of our praise. But here it makes it so wonderfully personal. Lord, you are my strength. You are my song. You are my salvation. And did we just read that in Isaiah 12? God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. You can find the name of Jesus right here in this verse. The Lord, my salvation. That's what Jesus means. The Lord, the Savior. Remember, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The Lord, our salvation. Strength and song and salvation. One more thing. This construction or this verse, the Lord is my strength, my song, salvation is found in one other place, three places in the Bible. And let's see, is there anyone who might know the other place? We did Exodus 15 and Isaiah 12. One more place. Psalm 118. Thank you. And that is also a psalm that points forward to the salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is my strength and my song. And let's see if I can find what verse that is. Here it is, verse 14. The Lord is my strength. Psalm 118, 14. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. God is almighty. Almighty to save, as we saw last night. Almighty to punish the enemies. But he's almighty. The Lord is mighty to save, strong to deliver our salvation. Jesus is our Savior. And now it says we can come to him and draw water from the wells of salvation and do it joyfully, joyfully. We have a right standing with God. We were lost in sin, and now we are free from sin. We were unrighteous in the eyes of a holy God, and Jesus, our righteousness, bore all of our sins away. This is a reason for singing. As we said, we're going to sing about this forever. Worthy is the Lamb of God. And now, since we are right with God, he says, come, come, come and receive. Draw water from the wells of salvation with joy and give thanks. You will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We call upon your name, and we tell of the wonderful things that you have done for us. Your name is exalted. We declare that in our world, in this dark world, we praise you with our lips and with our lives. We proclaim that you have done wonderful things, and you are a great God of salvation. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion. Great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. I remember memorizing this psalm when I was a boy at home with my father. He had us memorize this, and then in church, I'm sure we memorized it a number of times, and so it's very familiar to me, especially in the King James Version. Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Shout, cry out, it says, and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, sing for joy, sing praises to the Lord, sing redemption's song. We sang, with harps and with vials there stands a great throng in the presence of Jesus and sings this new song, and it's the song of redemption through his blood. Unto him who has loved us and washed us from sin, unto him be the glory forever. Amen. And we join in heaven's praises. Yes, in a spiritual way, you know, we sing together here, and it sounds so good. But then throughout the world, there are redeemed sinners who have become redeemed saints, and they love the Lord too, and they sing his praises and rejoice in their redemption, rejoice in this wonderful salvation. They are free, gloriously free, and they sing the praises of the Lamb that was slain, the Lamb on the throne. And then in heaven, we looked at that already in these days, we read that there are multitudes of people giving glory to Jesus, praising him, and they praise him that he was the Lamb that was slain to give his people salvation, and he is worthy all praise. He is worthy all of our honor and adoration now and forevermore. And we join in that praise, especially when, as we said the other day, when the Lord comes and by his Spirit he inspires us. And Jesus from Psalm 22, remember? And Hebrews 2, he sings too in the midst of the congregation. I think those are the praises that he works, inspires, and brings forth. In the hearts, there's an overflow then over our lips, his people, just praising God, worshiping in spirit. We feel, we know, we experience the love of God in Christ, and we thank him for saving us. We could never save ourselves. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, his infinite mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that we might become heirs. This is through the riches of his grace that we become heirs of the hope of eternal life. We have so much to praise the Lord for, and I think maybe shout. You know, we have a lady in our church. I don't think I ever heard her shout, but I have heard different levels of volume in her voice. So for her, a shout could be kind of like this. Her name is Elsie Keller. Some of you know her, and it was her birthday the other day, and I don't know, somehow the thought of shouting unto the Lord came came, and I looked over at her and I said, I don't think I ever heard Elsie shout. But, you know, for her, shout might be different than it is for you. But this is something that's worth rejoicing, singing for joy, praising the Lord, joining in the chorus. It helps, of course, when others are joining with us, then maybe we're more free to raise our voices in praise. Come, let us sing praise to the Lamb of God, to our glorious Savior, and to our Father in heaven. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. In Christ, we are accepted God's presence, God's holy presence, into God's family. We are accepted in the Beloved One, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He shed on us abundantly. Come, let us sing praise to the Lord. He has done gloriously. And how about resolving that we make it known? Let this be made known in all the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a Savior. So I'll choose that one. 103. This is such a great song. You have the heart of the whole matter right here. In my place, condemned He stood, sealed my pardon with His blood. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Let's stand as we sing. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. What a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Full atonement. Full atonement. A perfect work. My sins are gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us to rejoice in your salvation all this day. And as we prayed at the beginning, Lord, warm our hearts. Help us to love you more. Help us to rejoice in you, in your manifest presence this day, in your great love wherewith you have loved us. Because, Father, you are rich in mercy. You gave us Jesus to be our Savior, who loved us and gave himself for us. And today we want to give ourselves to you and hold nothing back, Lord, from you who have loved us and given yourself to us. We thank you that today you're also giving yourself to us. Presently you're doing that, Lord. We can have more of you this day. Help us to rejoice. Rejoice greatly. Great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of his people. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.